Now, we want to talk we have heard God have said many things to us, and what we want to do is go back and let's season some things. You know what I mean by that? We want to settle it. We want to establish. We want to set it in place. And don't let it float around. But we want it to be established in our hearts. Because you can't change God. And God, we want to establish something. Because God had been accused of being in charge and doing things that he had nothing to do with. But we want to. Wisdom would say a wise person will not talk against God. A wise person will agree with God. Even though you don't fully understand everything he's saying, but if he said it, I agree with you. Amen. All right, so let's start with Proverbs 27, 24 again. He said, "Hearken unto me, hearken unto me now, therefore, O ye children, and attend to the words of my mouth." And then verse 25 says what? "Let not thine heart decline to her way." Go not what? Astray in her path. There's other stuff out there. You'll be tempted with it. You already been tempted with it. We'll be tempted some more. But he said, "Let not thine heart decline from her, decline to her way. Go not astray in her path." It's gonna make a little more sense here in just a little bit. "For she has what? Cast down many wounded, yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house," can y'all read? "Her house is a way to," now why would we do that? Why would we go in the house of the wicked? Why would we participate with ungodly things? "Her house is the way to hell." Going down where? To the chambers of death. Going down to the chambers of death. I'm going to read this next chapter, and then we're going to come back and investigate, look into it. And listen to this statement. Wisdom is not silent, but wisdom is crying aloud to everyone that are passing by. So I don't care how simple you are, wisdom is crying out. Will you listen? Do you have ears to hear? Why is wisdom crying out so much? Let's find out. I'm going to read this from the King James first, Proverbs chapter 8. It's just the next chapter over. Proverbs chapter 8. We want to look at chapter 8 then, later on 9 and other places, but listen what it says in the King James. "Does not wisdom cry? And what? Understanding put forth a voice? She standeth in the top of where? High places. By the way, into the places of the path." In other words, wisdom got right in the path that you want to travel on. Before you could get to where you're going, you have to run over wisdom. Isn't that something? And some people have ran right over wisdom, didn't pay wisdom a bit of attention. They kept on doing what they wanted to do. But I'm telling you, the blessing, the goodness, the prosperity, the success, the increase of God is upon us. It's at hand. But he wants us to put it in its proper perspective, in its proper order. Amen. And so we're going to talk about that. But wisdom will show you how to do all of that. Amen. So let's read on. Where did I stop at? Verse 2. Verse 3 says, she cries at the gates, at the entrance of the city, at the coming in of the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, see there? Understand wisdom, understand wisdom, understand wisdom, understand wisdom. What you mean? Wisdom will give you everything you need to be successful in life. It doesn't matter how simple you are. Remember Moses when he was out there in the desert, and he met his, when he ran to that burning bush, he was keeping his father-in-law's sheep and whatever he was doing. Remember that? And when God finally got Moses' attention and talked to him and told him what he wanted him to do, you know what Moses said? I'm slow of speech. I don't talk plain. What did God say? He asked him a question. Moses, who made your mouth? Didn't he ask him that? In other words, all of us got a situation going on. And to move forward, we want to come up with an excuse. Well, you know, I didn't go to Yale, and I missed out on Harvard. And I thought about Ole Miss, and I went to Mississippi State, and they didn't accept me. You know, all that kind of stuff, you know. But listen to what he said here, what he's saying here. He said, oh, ye simple, understand wisdom. Oh, you simple. You know what a simple person is? I just don't know. I just don't understand. He said what? Understand wisdom. And oh, ye fools, do what? Be of a what? Be of an understanding heart. And then he said, here, for I will speak what? I will speak of excellent things. If I could not grasp, comprehend this, why would he tell me to listen to it? Think about it. I'm simple. I don't know. Well, why would he tell me to listen and understand if I couldn't? Wouldn't that be unfair of God to tell me to do something I couldn't do? Would that be unfair? Well, why did he tell me to do it? Moses said, I'm slow of speech. I don't talk plain. Did God pass him up, said, okay, I'm sorry. I have to go find somebody. He asked him a question. Did he fix it? Did Moses get the job done? Then, did he get it done? Did the children of Israel leave Egypt? In spite of all Moses' problems, they left, didn't they? Hallelujah. In spite of all that's going on now in our world, in our country, all around us in this city, all the stuff, we have had the recession and we have had all kind of stuff going on. You remember when the recession was on and banks were closing down and different places were closing, foreclosing on houses. And you remember all that going on? Are you still here? Have you missed a meal? Come on, y'all. I mean, all this stuff went on. You heard about it. But what did the Lord say? I love God. He's so good. He said,